Bears play a well-known role in fertilizing Alaska's temperate forests. They catch, carry, and digest fish, spreading nutrients through the undergrowth. But two scientists using remote control cameras near Haines show that bears are making contributions on a different front. They're not just fertilizing seeds, they're planting them. KHNS's Barrett Wilbur has more.
It started when two scientists were overwhelmed by the number of berries in a southeast forest near Haines. Salmon berries, highbush cranberries, soap berries, blueberries, devil's club berries, and more. Not just in one or two places, but all throughout the forest. Others might reach for a pie pan. These two thought, these plants must have a really successful reproductive strategy. Lori Herrer is a biology instructor at Central Oregon Community College and Oregon State University, Cascades.
There are just a ton of berry-producing plants in southeast Alaska all throughout the understory, and in particular, Devil's Club, we know this was kind of everywhere. So if it's that prolific and all over the place, then it must have a very successful means of dispersing its seeds around it.
What was it? Tal Levi is an assistant professor of wildlife at Oregon State University. He says they had a guess.
And these fruit in southeast Alaska appear to be morphologically adapted for birds because they're small berries. In case of Devil's Club, small red berry.
So the two set up a study. Over two summers, they identified more than 400 clusters of berries in a stretch of forest about 30 miles north of Haines. They calculated an average number of berries per plant. They trained motion-triggered cameras on the plants to see what was eating them. And what they found was a surprise. Bears weren't just eating more berries, they were eating magnitudes more berries. The two scientists estimated a single bear could eat over 100,000 berries an hour. Robins and thrushes couldn't begin to keep up. Bears were like cargo carriers, taking seeds in their stomachs far away from the original berry patch, Herrer says.
The whole reason why they even want their seeds to be dispersed in the first place is so that you don't have the parent plant competing with its offspring plants growing up in the exact same area, competing for resources and sunlight.
Bears were helping plants fulfill their biological imperative to reproduce without sacrificing their own access to resources. And dispersed berries had a better chance than those that just dropped from the bush, Levi says. When bears finally released the seeds, they left something to help them grow.
They're deposited in a place that was just fertilized by bear scat and has good moisture retention. It's like this little batch of potting soil that seed is left in.
Based on their research, Levi and Herrer believe bears are the most important seed dispersers in the region for berries. While jungle plants often depend on mammals to eat their fruit and carry their seeds to new places, the scientists say it's the first known temperate example of plants relying on a mammal's digestive tract as their primary method to travel.
Because there's so many bears, if they really truly are the most important seed dispersers, that sort of is understandable then why you have so many more berries in Alaska.
But bears aren't the only animals contributing to better berry hauls, the scientists say. Salmon are, too. Dependable salmon runs help Alaska maintain its high density of large bears, compared to places on the east and west coast where bear populations have dwindled and salmon no longer return.
A large population of bears spreading berry seeds is helping those understory plants grow, so that salmon supporting that bear population is vital for bears to then help assist all of those berry-producing plants.
Levi says it's likely that losing salmon could have changed the growth of berrying plants in those areas because they could no longer travel in the bellies of the bears. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.